Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, I screwed that up, but I'm going to keep going. Rolling with it. I am with my friend Frank, as always. How are you today?
I am excellent. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. I'm drinking knockabout, but not too much of it.
Don't knock me about.
I won't. You're so far across the table.
I know. It's true.
I know. You got to watch out for those balloons above your head.
I know. Yeah, there are. There's dinosaur balloons. Almost like it was somebody's birthday.
It's almost like it was somebody's birthday. I don't know. What stranger was that?
I don't know. Am I looking at him?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, okay, you are making eye contact with me. Okay.
So knockabout. Tell me about this. I've never had this before. I'm going to try it for the first time on the show.
Oh, okay.
Cheers.
Well, cheers ahead of time. Knockabout Beer Company. We're drinking the Lighthouse Ale.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find this charming beer in Massachusetts. Well, you can find it in Massachusetts. It's got Massachusetts right on the cover.
It does, yeah. Brewed by the Thomas Hooker Brewing Company. All right, here we go.
It's in Connecticut, I believe.
Interesting. All right, let's try this. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
I like it. It's nice and light and crisp.
It's good beer.
Yeah, the Lighthouse Ale by Knockabout Beer Company.
I
like it.
You want to drink it on... It's like you want to drink it on a beach.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what we're about here.
Just picture yourselves on a beach, listeners. Maybe you are on a beach. If you're on a beach, tweet at us right now, Beer with Geeks.
Yeah. I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough. It gets everywhere.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Have you?
I have.
There's the colon in there. The colon.
BVS DOJ.
Yeah.
I'm really... You know, I've been talking to friends about it a lot lately, and I'm just, I hope it's good. I hope it's good because I could really...
You can taste the...
I could really go for a good Superman movie.
The other disappointment. Well, are you not a big fan of Man of Steel?
Yeah,
I'm asking you. Okay,
as if you don't know. No, I like Man of Steel, but I definitely have big problems with it. If I had to pick between Superman Returns and Man of Steel, I'm going to pick Superman Returns. I am.
Okay. Well, let's go backwards here.
It's more of a fun movie for me, but yeah, I mean, is it my favorite? No.
Okay. Well, here we're going to go backwards.
Okay.
We're going to do. Top arbitrary number Superman moments. We're positive here on
Beer
with
Geeks. Yeah, yeah.
And so instead of Debbie Downering on Superman Returns or Man of Steel or longing for a good Superman movie, which will come in March 2016.
Okay.
I promise you.
Oh, you hesitated on that one.
I promise you.
All right.
Sometimes promises you don't intend to keep. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Favorite Superman.
Now we're talking favorite Superman moments in television, comics, film, video games, whatever. No holds bar.
Any medium. Okay.
Any medium. I want to say sanctioned by DC or not.
Oh, well. I'm probably not going to take you up on the not sanctioned by DC just because
I guess I have one in my head that's not really sanctioned by DC. Okay. So,
well,
you want to go first?
The thing that I have the most attachment to, I guess I'll go. You asked me the question.
You already know the answers. Today is just a quote.
It
everything
is a quote-a-thon
day.
For you. I think I have the most emotional attachment to has got to be the George Reeves 50s TV series, because that was essentially
that's not a Superman moment, though. I'm talking very specific.
Specific moments.
So I'm not talking about your favorite Superman whatever. Your favorite, like, if you were to pick a moment the run of that show.
Okay.
Yeah. Ah, see, this is quite difficult.
No, that's quite difficult, actually.
Yes.
Okay. Then favorite moments. I don't know that my favorite moment, like, there's really very many favorite moments in that show. So favorite moments, when this is kind of in no particular order, because this is very hard.
Of course.
But Christopher Reeve.
BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
No particular order.
No particular order. When Christopher Reeve flies over the earth and winks.
Oh, very end
at the camera, very end of the film.
Yeah.
Before flying off. That's a
great Superman moment.
That's a fantastic Superman moment.
Are we counting Clark Kent moments in our favorite Superman
moments? Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So
we're counting, these are the arbitrary rules I have established for this conversation.
Hit me.
You have to stick to the Superman character, so no sidekicks, no villains, no allies.
Okay. No sidekick should be easy.
Yeah. You could have a favorite Crypto moment or Supergirl moment.
Yeah.
Or,
well, yeah.
Yeah, but that's it. Just those two.
That's pretty much it.
And Superboy.
Streaky
moment.
Superboy, I guess.
Moment.
I guess Superboy, yeah.
But they're not really sidekicks. They're not really allies. They've always operated on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, okay, so that's the arbitrary rule.
Okay.
And yeah, that's it. I didn't have that many rules.
All right. Good rules.
Lawless Nation we're running right now.
The inmates are running.
Yeah.
He's silent. I would say Christopher Reeve. The first one I'm going to say is that one. What's your first one you'd say? First one that comes to mind.
The first one that comes to mind is, well, I had a couple when I thought of this earlier.
Okay.
I had a couple flash before my eyes.
Okay. You know,
my whole life flashed before my eyes. They all got knocked out of my head when you said yours, because mine is Superman catching Lois Lane in the helicopter.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Breaking the laws of physics.
Absolutely.
While doing so.
In every way.
Not even counting the man flying part.
Yeah. No.
But I love that scene. Mm. Who's got me? Who's got you?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Those are fantastic Superman moments. But I have more.
Oh, yeah. I have many more.
Well, we can just go back and forth then.
Okay. Another one that immediately comes to mind is the very last shot of Smallville when Clark does his first shirt rip.
Okay.
Roof of the Daily Planet.
It's first shirt rip in the Superman costume.
Yes.
It's certainly not his first shirt rip.
Correct.
Yeah.
But the first time that we see him rip the shirt and there's a Superman suit underneath it. That is magic to me. I was watching that finale, you know, with bated breath. On that fateful day in May 2011, mm-hmm. and just, you know, all kinds of emotions, sad the show was going, excited to see what was going to happen. And at the very end, there's like a flash forward of a few years after he saves the world from Apocalypse, mm-hmm. From Darkseid. And they flash forward. He's on the roof of the Daily Planet because there's an emergency, and he just comes running towards the camera in slow motion. And it's just this beautiful thing. Like, the second he opens that door, you know what's going to happen. It's slow motion. He takes off the glasses. Mm-hmm. He reaches for his collar. He starts running towards the camera, and it just bursts open. And there's the S.
Bum,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's over, and that's it. And I lost it. I screamed like a little girl. I was just like, ah! It's Superman.
Did we watch it together?
No, we didn't. I remember. We didn't.
Where was I?
I don't know.
Remember?
I was at my parents' house.
Okay. That's a good moment.
Yeah.
That's an excellent one. I'm going to counteract that. I don't know. I have a couple from the comics, but I'm sticking with other media right now. When Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman.
Yeah.
Clark comes out of the pilot episode, Clark comes out of the bedroom or the bathroom, whatever, first dressed in the Superman costume.
Yes.
And his parents just watching TV.
Yes.
And he's like it. And he shows up and they're like, hey, you look good. Yeah. That moment's great. I love it.
Because
he's still wearing the glasses. He doesn't have the S on
right.
his chest just yet. But that that reveal moving up to that moment is that's one of my favorite. Actually, that whole lead in scene of him trying on a bunch of different outfits.
Oh, the different costumes with the masks
some
and
some
the,
of my that's Superman scene, not a moment. I love that whole montage leading up. It's just it's the best.
Yeah, that's
good,
pretty great.
It's a great pilot episode.
Oh, yeah, it really is. Yeah, that's still – I still really enjoy that. Yeah. The first season, like
– the first season is pretty top-notch.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though it's not my favorite Jimmy Olsen in that first season, it's still
– you know he was fired from that show because he looked too much like Dean Cain?
I know, which is ridiculous.
He was better Jimmy Olsen than the other guy.
Yeah, and why was he cast in the first place?
I don't know.
If he looked really –
I don't know. And I don't think anybody watching it was confused
either. I don't think so either. I think that was ridiculous, but that was the 90s for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. All right. Well, your turn.
Okay. I actually am going to say there is an episode of the George Reeves series. I just thought of a really good moment. There is an episode where he actually, it's not. It's an episode of I Love Lucy.
Oh, it's gonna be one of mine too. I know exactly what you're talking about. When he bursts through the kitchen, everyone's favorite Superman.
Right,
he comes Superman.
That's a good moment.
Yeah,
that's not my favorite moment though. That's a good moment. Was that the one you were gonna?
Yeah,
that's great. Ricky Ricardo with
Hi, kids.
Yeah. So George Reeves actually was on I Love Lucy as Superman. Like they credited him as Superman as himself.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's amazing. Because kids watch that show.
Yeah, exactly. So they kept the illusion going. But no, the thing that I love so much is there's a moment where Lucy thinks that she couldn't get George Reeves to come after all, couldn't get Superman after all to come to the birthday party. So she goes out on the, she's like, okay, I'm going to go out on the ledge. From the other apartment, I'm going to come in the room. I'm going to run around real fast in Superman suit. And I'm going to go back outside and they're going to think that it was Superman and you know,
right.
That I went out the window because I was flying out. Well,
Superman doesn't wear a red helmet. Well, Superman doesn't have to ride his red hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she gets stuck out on the ledge and then she sees Superman is there and she's like, oh, well, okay, I don't need to come inside, but oops, now I'm stuck. Long story short, Superman goes out there and saves her. And Ricky is very, very upset because Lucy's pulled another one of her antics.
Yeah.
And he's like, Lucy, you get back
right
here
right now.
And she's like, all right, you know, can you believe that, you know, it's been after, you know, 12 years or whatever. She goes, wait a second. You put up with this woman for 12 years? And he goes, yeah.
15 years. Yeah.
And they call me Superman. That's so cheesy. And then she's like upset and offended. And that's the episode.
Oh, that's a great episode.
Oh my God.
I love that.
They
whole,
call me Superman. That's
I love that whole episode.
Yeah.
To harken back to a younger period while we're in the George Reeves era. I am a big fan of Superman punching the laser beam from the Fleischer cartoons.
Oh,
the magnetic beam.
Yeah.
Where he just punches it into submission.
Yeah.
Only a way that a Superman in the 40s could, you know,
absolutely.
Let me punch this abstract particle, you know, into nothingness.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's the only way you could be punching a ray of light.
Yes. Yeah.
In a 40s cartoon.
Classic.
In a beautifully, gorgeously animated 40s cartoon.
So pretty. You want to watch it when we're done?
Yeah kind of. Actually, my next one was going to be from the Fleischer.
Oh, really?
As well, yeah. When he fights the mechanical monsters.
Oh, that whole episode's
great, but
I was banking on him fighting the dinosaur was the one that you were going to say.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah. But like in terms of a moment, I'm trying to play by your rules. In terms of a moment, you're very difficult
to
follow.
Like guidelines.
You're surprisingly
rules.
Difficult rules. difficult guidelines, whatever. I love the moment when I think it's this episode. Am I right? When he gets the mad scientist dude with the robots gets Lois trapped in, like, there's like a basement area with like molten lava.
I'm pretty sure
stuff.
That's the same episode.
Yeah. And so he's going to dip Lois, obviously, like a Bond villain, one inch every minute, like down into the lava. And Superman shows up, you know, unties her and everything. And the lava starts to pour, and he stretches out his cape. around her.
Oh, yeah.
And protect her from it. Mm-hmm. I love that moment. Like, the look of it, the I used to have a GIF of it that I kept, like, on my
hard drive. Oh, really?
Back like, in the early 2000s when you used to have, like, a folder full of, like, pictures I like. Mm-hmm. That was one of them. Just like, oh, I can watch that for hours on a loop. Just
Superman, it's just beautiful. Like, out his cape.
Beautiful animation, you know?
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Speaking of Superman's capes, this is a nice segue. Superman returns when he's floating in space, listening for problems above the Earth.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That is absolutely one of the best Superman moments of all time.
Definitely.
And I've seen it in the comics, too. But to watch it on screen was really well. That was really well done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Him just up there floating, hearing, like, letting the sunlight, like, wash over him. Hearing all the different sounds from all over the planet, and then
there's a lot of moments like that in that film.
Yeah, there are
actually have the sunlight wash over.
Yeah, that's true.
Moment.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then he hears like I think he hears like a bell.
He hears the bank alarm.
The bank alarm. That's what it was. Yes, yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Then he gets shot in the eye and all that stuff.
Right.
All that's glorious. And on top of that, also being in the air. I'm going out of order now. I don't care. The every day you hear, like you wrote Nobody Needs a Superman, but every day I hear people crying for one.
Yeah.
That's a really great, that's awesome too. That's a
great quote.
Movie's better than I give it credit for.
It's a lot better than anyone gives it credit for. I will say this, watch it in Blu-ray next chance you get.
Like, maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Maybe you should watch it tonight. Yeah. I've been in the mood for, I'm going to watch it soon. Watch it in Blu-ray.
I have it on Blu-ray.
It is a beautiful,
yes,
pretty movie.
I have always said that about that film. It's just kind of dull. You know what? It's not even dull. That's not true. I'm not going to call it dull.
Okay.
Because there are things in it that are oddly inconsistent, and there are things like that are what gets me in a movie.
Okay.
Like when he flies and lands on an entire island made of kryptonite, but doesn't feel it until he sees it.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I'll agree with
you. And then he can lift it and be like, that's stupid.
I will agree with the lifting thing. Always, I was like, I guess what they were trying to say is like his willpower to save the world was so great that he even like pushed through that immense amount of pain.
Right.
But I don't know if I buy that.
No, I get it. But then it diminishes kryptonite.
Yeah, I agree.
Which if you're diminishing his like basically his only
weakness,
then you've just created a character that is not interesting because he can't be hurt.
Well, I'll agree with you.
He can be emotionally hurt, but if he even has the strongest willpower to like overcome his greatest, like you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but do you remember?
Almost left him nothing.
Well, but do you remember the? In the
movie universe. Yeah.
Do you remember that the video game that came with that?
Yes,
with that
good game.
Movie. Good game. The health meter in that game was not Superman's health.
Yes,
it was Metropolis' health.
It was the city. Yes, I liked that.
Which, while that's you know, it's whatever. It's not canonical or whatever. I kind of think of it as like that. That is the. Like, okay, maybe he's a little kryptonite is not as strong in that version and that movie universe, whatever. But, you know, he can be hurt because anytime something bad happens in Metropolis, he's hurt. And that's what he's trying to prevent. He's not trying to survive himself necessarily. He's trying to save the people he cares about. Mm-hmm. You know, Man of Steel threw that out, but.
I'm gonna. We've been over this. You just like to say it because it gets me angry.
Yeah, a little bit. And we've only gone over it like once or twice in the podcast.
We've been over this. It's most of that destruction is not Superman at all.
Mm-hmm. I know.
He may not be picking up people and rescuing them from the street.
Well, yeah, but
he is certainly not causing the majority.
No, he's not. He's not. But he should be saving more people. Anyway,
there's no time, man. Look at what Zod's doing. There's no time.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is that a 1776 quote? There's no time.
Yeah.
No time.
It's
Caesar Rodney.
Yes. Although I was thinking it's a reverse of the Twilight Zone episode where like there's tie and time now. There was time.
This really is a quote-a-thon.
Yeah.
Super quote-a-thon. Anyway, what's your next moment?
My next one, I'm going to go to the comics. Nope, I'm lying. I'm going to stay in other media. I have stuff from the comics, but I guess I'll just cap off with that stuff.
Okay.
The series finale of Justice League Unlimited.
Oh, yeah.
When he talks to Darkseid about living yes. in a world of oh. well, live, yes. taking it careful and living in a world of cardboard. And he says, and he's almost elated that he finally has somebody to unleash his full power upon.
Yes.
And punches Darkseid, and he goes through like 20 skyscrapers.
That is a great moment.
Speaking of Superman causing massive yeah, amount true. Of destruction, hello, but
that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is very true. That's great. That's yeah. Where he's just like, I'm not holding back anymore.
I'm
like,
not holding I am, back.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Because that's the first time in the show you ever saw him do anything like that,
right.
too.
Right.
Because those shows, the DC animated universe, the Bruce Timm verse, was clever in that Superman was slightly depowered in. His,
a little
in his
bit,
own
yeah.
show, he wasn't as strong as he normally is in the comics. And then he, as you watch Justice League from that show moving onward, he slowly gets stronger and stronger.
Yeah, which tends to happen in lots of Superman things. Like, we're like, no, 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 we're going to like depower him a little bit. He's going to be like, we're going to go back to the beginning. Did it in comics too. And then like over time, they kind of gradually like, you know.
Yes, that's true.
They kind of lose
technically,
their...
he is very depowered right now. He's arguably the yeah, most like now. He's been. Yeah, and I'm really liking it. So...
I don't love it, but I don't hate it either. It's not the worst Superman I've ever read, but I don't really, it doesn't excite me. Doesn't really excite me.
That's so funny because it's exciting the pants off of me more than mm-hmm. I have for a Superman book in a long time. For instance, an excellent Superman thing went, everyone, spoilers for recent comics, actually, because this is recent, I will say spoilers, that Superman is depowered, not totally, he's diminished, but not completely, and his identity has been revealed to the world, and there's people on his side and people not on his side. People like, you were hiding, boo, you lied to us, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
People are like, great, you're still Superman, whatever. Hey, whatever, I'm from Metropolis, whatever. Yeah, have a pizza. I don't know. I don't know.
That famous Metropolis pizza. Ah, bada bing.
Yeah. Bada bibbo. All right.
Have a soda.
Have a soda.
Soda with geeks.
That'd be a terrible show. Yeah. lost my train of thought because we were doing things like that.
Mm.
And, oh, right. Superman moment. I got it.
The
police are about to... The police are basically inciting a riot themselves.
Are you still talking about?
Yeah, this run on Action. Are you not reading Action Comics?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about your favorite. You were just okay. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I am.
Yeah, okay.
I am 100%. Yes.
So the police
are inciting the riot because
yeah.
Well, maybe we shouldn't spoil this for people who have not or are not caught up or whatever. I don't know. But
okay, just yeah. Fine. But I will. Superman stands up for justice.
Yes.
In the best way possible, and it's so topical at this very moment. That
yes, it is. And that was actually, that was a
Superman
very
moment. So the point being that Superman, regardless of his strength, is always going to stand up for people.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Your point being, so even though he's depowered, he's still a strong character.
He's still a strong
character. Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah.
It's not directly to do, I'm less than thrilled with the story right now, not directly because he's depowered, but just I feel like there are other things. Like, I'd be fine with the depowering on its own, but there's other – like, they've kind of changed the character in a lot of ways. Some things that – they've removed other side characters. They've removed certain elements of the character that I really enjoy. And so
like what?
Like, they've removed the entire – like, I have been dying for a good – ongoing like Daily Planet cast, like Clark at the Daily Planet with Ron, with Steve Lombard, with Cat Grant, with, you know, and they have some of that. They have Cat in and out. You know, they have Lois and Jimmy. But I miss that sort of like the Clark side of Superman.
Yeah, arguably that's some of his best stuff is the Clark side.
And like the duality. And they haven't really been doing that. They've been trying to like they've been picking one or the other mm-hmm. lately.
I think that's just writer preference.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it's just like they're trying like, oh, what can we do is different? Because like what I just described has been done a lot. But
depowered Superman?
No, I'm sorry. The Superman and Clark at the Daily Planet with all the cast of characters and that's been done a lot in the 90s.
76 years of history to watch that 70.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was done.
Yeah.
That was really done a lot in the 70s, a little bit in the 80s, and a lot in the 90s.
Right. So my point is that you have 30 years of comics in which you could go read that.
Yes, absolutely.
And the people who are writing right now were reading then.
Yeah, a lot of them were. Yes.
Yeah. So they don't want to.
The ones who like Superman were. That is the problem that I have with DC system is they have people who don't like Superman. They're like, yeah, you should write Superman even though you don't like Superman. Anyway, that's a whole different.
Who doesn't like Superman that's writing Superman right now?
Not right now. But when they have David Goyer write a story.
David Goyer hasn't written a comic in a
couple
long
years.
Time. A
couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm. Yeah, that's not the problem right now, but it has been in the past. I have a lot of opinions on this, obviously. We kind of got off topic, though. I feel bad. I took us way off topic.
Yes, you did. Bring us back with an excellent Superman moment.
Okay. I'm actually going to go back in time to a cheesy Superman moment that I really enjoy.
Okay.
And that is in one of the first, if not the very first episode of the radio show, the radio drama.
Okay.
Went
back in time.
Yeah. It's right. It's like maybe a year or two before the Fleischer cartoons started. Okay. You have him landing on Earth fully grown as a full grown man, because the idea was, oh, he left Krypton as a baby, but he grew up by the time he got here, and he was a fully grown man who could speak English and, you know, was educated and everything. And he meets like a farmer and his son. Mm-hmm. And the farmer and there's, and it's like, oh my God, it's a spaceship. There's a man inside. Hello, citizens. I'm from the distant planet you've never heard of. And they're like, oh man, you're real super. Hey, you should call yourself Superman. Well, that's a fine idea, young lad. I will.
That's terrible.
But I'll need a secret identity. Well, you know, I've always thought the name Clark Kent was a very normal sounding name. That's brilliant. I'll use that. That's literally the origin that they come up with. It's like lands.
That's
it's
terrible.
So funny. It's so funny. It's so bad. It's great. They start with like Jor-El and Lara, and then they end up with him fully grown on Earth, and that plays out. And it's just so funny to me. So I'm going to name that as one of my favorite moments, just as of how much amusement it gives me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Do you have another?
I like this game. Another.
yeah. Yeah. We can do one more, I think.
One more.
If you want to do one more and then some honorable mentions, that's fine.
Okay, I can do that. Okay, my one more, and then I'll do a couple of honorable mentions. Because I have two.
Okay.
I have three in
okay.
my head.
Great.
All-Star Superman.
Yes.
He talks a girl off a ledge from committing suicide.
Oh, yeah, that's a great moment.
That's an excellent moment. And then he just gives her a hug.
Yeah.
All that stuff. That's quintessential Superman.
Yeah, that's
he
great.
He does not need
that's
to punch
great.
Something into oblivion. He is
yeah.
everything you need him to be and more just by being him. It's a great Superman moment. Okay, my honorable mentions
yes.
really quickly.
Yes.
Clark not staring down Cat Grant's shirt while he's talking to her during the Superman, I think it's a Brainiac arc.
I think it's
yeah,
the Brainiac, arc.
Brainiac
yeah,
arc.
Yeah.
Yep. Great moment. That was a great one. Superman, Batman, Public Enemies. When Superman is shot
mm-hmm.
with a kryptonite bullet.
Oh, yes.
And they're walking around and he says, I guess it's a Batman-Superman combined one because it's their banter that makes
yeah.
it together.
Okay.
So I'm not going to count that one because that's,
goes
against
true.
My arbitrary.
That is true. It goes against your arbitrary rules. That's right. That's right.
Rules
yeah.
that I just created. and there's a moment in New Frontier.
Ooh, yes.
Yes. In which Lois and Superman are sitting. They're either sitting on the Daily Planet globe or at least on top of the building.
Yep.
And they're talking about McCarthyism.
Yes.
And I just like how topical that moment in time Superman is, like looking at truth, justice in the American way, and the American way not being what he
yeah.
thinks it should be at
yeah.
that moment. And then that's a good Superman
that's
moment.
A, yeah.
But be feeling powerless to do anything
yes.
about it. Yeah.
It's a great story.
Yeah. It's a
yeah.
great story. Do you have any honorable mentions?
Yeah, I'm going to say Superman 75. The that image of Lois holding Superman in her arms.
Yeah,
he throws that death punch.
Yeah,
to kill Doomsday. Doomsday is dead. Superman dies in Lois's arms. That moment,
quote unquote, dies.
Dies. Yeah. And that every it gets me every time the narration is like, because that man, a Superman, that day a Superman died. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys, just twist that knife a little more.
Twist it.
So that gets me every time. That's one. I had just had one, also in All-Star Superman, the four panel origin, how Grant Morrison managed condense down.
Yeah. Like kindly parents,
kindly
like
couple.
Exploding planet.
Doomed planet.
Lone son.
Last hope.
Kindly couple.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Okay, I'm gonna use my one lookup. Doomed planet, desperate scientists, last hope, kindly couple.
That was it. Yeah.
Four panels, and that tells his entire
eight words.
And it's just that they show the planet exploding. They show Joel and Laura. They show, you know, Kal-El rocketing through space to Earth, and then Jonathan and Martha finding him, kindly couple, and just. It sums it up. He doesn't mince words. He's just like, here are eight words. Here are four panels that tell you everything that you already know about the origin of this character. Let's dive in and actually just tell a story now.
Yep.
So that's great. And then whatever happened to the Man of Tomorrow?
A story I've never read.
Oh, man. I can't spoil it for you. But I will say,
I've never read.
Alan Moore.
Oh, I got another good one.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Alan Moore writing what was supposed to be the end of the golden age Superman, right? It's the last canonical Superman story before Crisis on Infinite Earths. So it's supposed to be the wrapping up of that version of Superman before Crisis, which was this big crossover that rebooted all of DC Comics continuity. Mm-hmm. And at the very end, there's just a, I can't really explain it if you haven't read it, and I don't want to spoil it for one of our readers, I guess, but I mean, it is from 30 years ago. There's a moment where it's like, yep, Superman gave up all his powers, and it's all over, and Superman died. That's how Superman died. I won't tell you how, but that's how he died. It's all over, and there's like this sort of like zoom in on an elderly couple at home. And it's like, wait, you're like, okay, you're just like, okay, I don't know who the people are, whatever. Wait, that kind of looks like Lois. Wait, that kind of looks like Clark. Wait a second. They have a baby. Wait a second. That baby looks exactly like Clark. Oh my God. They had a child and it's a super baby. And that's over.
Oh, wow. That's a good ending.
Yeah.
That is a good
it's
ending.
It's actually a very good ending. I didn't describe it well, but, I haven't read it in a few
years.
Your
excitement was there though.
Yeah, exactly. What's your, you have another one?
Yep.
Last one to throw in?
Yes.
I mean, we could go all day, but
we could. I definitely have more. We could
so do I.
Yeah, we could definitely. Now that we get going in your brain, sorry.
Yeah, the creative juices start flowing. Yeah.
Okay. So my last one, and then we'll call it quits. Whatever. For the man who has everything, another Alan Moore story. Superman gets basically, he gets put into like a coma type thing in which your greatest, fantasies come true, like your greatest dreams come true, and you live that way until the whatever, like you die. So you're stuck that way, but you're at least dying happily.
Yep.
And Superman and he's back on Krypton with a family that's basically a combination of Lana Lang and
Lois. Yeah.
And they have a son and his parents are alive and all of this stuff. And he slowly starts to figure out that things are not quite right.
Yeah.
And so he chooses, instead of to live in this world, to watch his entire dream and planet explode right in front of him and to come back to reality, as opposed to living happily the rest of his life, but choosing to sacrifice his own life for everybody else's. Mm-hmm. Has a great Superman moment. It's classic.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Really, really good one.
We'll leave it there. We'll sacrifice our happiness and end this podcast.
All right. Sounds good.
Where can people find us?
Well, they can find us on Twitter at Beer with Geeks, Facebook, beer.com/beerwithgeeks, beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. We'd love it if you read us, left us a review on iTunes, because you can also find us there and on Stitcher Radio. And actually a new place where they can find us. And I'm not sure even you know about this yet. Our buddy Bo, has some friends of ours have started a great, great new app that I really, really, I've checked it out a little bit. I've been able to play with the beta. It's called the Satchel Podcast Player for Android. Right now it's just on Android. and currently in beta. They're looking for feedback from, you know, listeners and podcasters alike, so whichever one that you fall into. It's a totally free app available on the Google Play Store right now, so you can find it there or at satchelplayer.com. It's a great way to get your podcast. It's a really sleek, like, nice looking app that I highly recommend.
I'm gonna download it on my tablet.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have an Android. That's awesome.
Yeah, I haven't tried it on a tablet, so I'm not sure how that works. But I can tell you that I have tried it on a phone, and it looks quite nice. So
cool.
Check it out.
Okay, and you can also check Frank and I out on Supergirl TV Talk, where we talk about CBS's upcoming show Supergirl. And you can also check me out on a podcast called The Blockbuster Boys, in which a few of my former colleagues and I from our Blockbuster video days relive life behind the counter, our conversations that took place behind the counter. So if you ever wanted to work at Blockbuster, that is the place to go to relive those days. I tell ya. And so you can find that coming up on iTunes, which by the time this episode is released, it should be available.
Yeah,
so,
hopefully.
Hopefully.
And if not, there's always,
you can always go to theblockbusterboys.com. You can go listen to it there in the meantime.
Or SupergirlTVTalk.com for the Supergirl show.
Sweet deal.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, until next time. Cheers.
Cheers.